In Kabul, Afghanistan, a powerful bomb blast rocked the capital this morning, rattling windows, sending smoke billowing from Kabul's downtown area and wounding at least 50 people. The explosion occurred as the streets in the capital were packed with morning commuters. A police official in the area of the attack said a car bomb exploded outside a defense ministry building. Militants then ran into a nearby high-rise located in a crowded market and began firing down on the ministry. Police and special Afghan security forces were swarming the area and cordoned it off. The explosion comes as the Taliban and the U.S. hold talks in the Middle Eastern state of Qatar, where the militant group maintains a political office. Turning to North Korea, North Korean state media said today that the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump agreed at their Sunday meeting in the DMZ, the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas, to continue talks on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Significant doubts remain, however, about the future of the negotiations and the North's willingness to give up its stockpile of nuclear weapons. Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to set foot in North Korea. The bodies of a father and daughter who drowned together while trying to cross the Rio Grande to the U.S. have returned to El Salvador. The remains of Oscar Alberto Martinez and his 23-month-old daughter are expected to be buried in a private ceremony in the capital today. Photographs of the little girl laying face down in the water with her little arm wrapped around the neck of her dad broke hearts around the world and underscored the dangers that migrants undertake in trying to reach the U.S. In the Mexican border city of Tijuana, people included a picture of the drowned dad and his daughter in a memorial erected in the memory of the migrants who have died trekking north towards the U.S. The pictures, candles, and crosses of the memorial were placed next to the U.S. erected fence along the border.
The incident that captured the world's attention this week on Monday is not an isolated incident.
Frank Lasco is an editor of a new report, Fatal Journeys, Tracking Lives Lost During Migration. It's from the International Organization for Migration.
Since 2014, we have recorded the deaths and disappearances of approximately 1,600 migrant and refugee children around the world.
Lasco points out that despite the outcry over the drowning death of a 5-year-old in September 2015 in the Mediterranean, since then there's still been a huge number of child deaths around the world.
There are probably over 100,000 people around the world still not knowing, did my brother, sister, father, mother, daughter, son, did they die? Is it confirmed? If they died, where are they now? Where are they buried? What happened to the body?
Lasco noted that approximately 2,000 deaths occurred along the U.S.-Mexico border over the last 4 or 5 years. Closer to home, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation on Sunday that ends what's called the Gay Trans Panic legal defense in New York State. It allowed those accused of violent crimes against LGBTQ people to receive a lesser sentence and in some cases avoid conviction, this by placing the blame on a victim's sexual orientation or gender identity. The signing of this bill closes that loophole in state law. And on Sunday, there was jubilation in the streets of Manhattan. New Yorkers joined pride marches or they cheered marchers on and watched the floats. There was the Queer Liberation March near the Stonewall Inn, a protest against the monetization of the pride parade. Protesters carried anti-Trump and queer liberation signs. Others focused on the progress that's been made within the LGBT community over the last few decades. The larger march, the New York Pride Parade, had 677 contingents that included community groups, major corporations, and cast members from FX's Pose. It was one of the largest pride parades in the history of the gay rights movement, a dazzling celebration of the 50th anniversary of the infamous police raid on the Stonewall Inn. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.